92.3 The Ranch, and that is Marie Osmond. It's 9:18 in the morning. It's time for a great medical moment, and we do that every on a Monday anyway, as long as it goes on a Monday, with Jennifer Slaughter, Peterson Health. And Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for being here, and thanks for bringing along another guest. We always find out so much about our health and how to stay healthy when you bring your guests in.
I'm lucky that I have a lot of great guests to choose from.
You do.
So March is National Kidney Month. So this month, I thought it would be a good idea to bring in a nephrologist. I brought with me today Dr. Levita McDowell, and she works in our Kerrville office, or in the Kerrville office, for San Antonio Kidney Disease Center. And then she also does see patients here at Peterson Health in the hospital. And so I just said, what does our community need to know about kidney health? And yeah. She knew all the answers, so I'm going to let her take it
Dr.
away.
Dr. Levita, you have all the answers.
Hi, thank you. Well, I'm excited to come and talk to you guys in Kidney Month, and I want to talk about, I want to pick something that everybody can do to help with their cardiovascular and kidney health. And so what I want to talk about is sodium, or salt. So the average American eats about 3,400 milligrams of salt every day, but you know, some people eat more than 5,000 milligrams. And according to the FDA, even healthy people shouldn't eat more than 2,300. So people who have high blood pressure, heart problems, or kidney disease should eat less than 1,500 milligrams, although most of us ask them to shoot for less than 2,000. Getting to this goal can decrease the need for medications, improve blood pressure, and even decrease hospital admissions. And I want you guys to know that all sodium counts, not just what you add at the table. You got to watch salty snacks, processed meats, and canned foods. Those small cans of soup usually contain more than 2,000 milligrams in one can. And sports drinks are also really high in sodium. So how do you know how much you're getting? The table on the back of a food package must tell you how much sodium is in each serving. Be careful, because sometimes what the company says is a serving size is a lot less than what most of us usually eat. Going back to those little cans of soup, the manufacturer says those have 2.5 servings in each can. So also, be sure you're looking at the milligrams, not the percentage. Those percentages are outdated. This does not mean your food will be bland. You can have every other seasoning in the spice aisle. Try garlic, onions, paprika, peppers, and spices from all over the world. And remember to check the label. Many bottled spice combos contain salt, even some of the lemon peppers. Mrs. Dash is a reliable no-sodium brand, and their Chipotle is my favorite. Fiesta also has some good no-sodium options. Flavored vinegars and lemon juices are also really good substitutes for the snap of salt in vegetables and meats. So bottom line, food can be well seasoned without being salted. And remember, you're not on MasterChef or Hell's Kitchen, so you can ignore what Gordon Ramsay says about salt.
You know, Dr. Medell, the thing of it is that we all were raised in the kitchen where our moms used a lot of salt. The food naturally has salt. Store-bought products, as you said, have salt, and then we add salt. So our bodies are kind of used to thinking that it needs to have that flavor. So would you suggest that they start a slow process of weaning themselves off the salt and use a substitute like garlic salt?
Really, it's kind of like getting off any kind of addiction, really. You know, and like you said, I was raised putting salt on watermelon. And of course, I know a lot of people are raised like that. Yeah. An uncle put him on apples. And so different things work for different people. I've had some patients who just quit cold turkey. And then a lot of people do a phased, where the first thing they do is they get the salt shaker off the table. Then they stop adding it in the cooking, and then they start reading labels and simultaneously playing around with a lot of the other flavors.
What about increasing your water intake? Would that help?
So water is different for a lot of different people. And in fact, older women have a tendency to get real problems when they have too much water in their blood. Okay. So with water, basically just go with the amount that you need. If you're thirsty, you know, pushing a lot of water, if you already have kidney disease, it's not going to make the kidney scarring any better.
Good answer. Jennifer?
And it won't undo, I guess. You can eat more salt. If you drink more water, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't undo. No, it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Some myth busting there going on. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
Not going to look at my chicken noodle soup the same anymore. Thank you so much for joining us.
Right. Thank you.
All right, Jennifer, we'll see you next time.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You. Here's Mickey Gilley, Stand By Me on 92.3 The Ranch.